We check in with Marty Hawk.
Don't scare the poor people just up.
Let me do this again. It is Wednesday morning. We make our weekly Wednesday visit with our good friend Marty Hawk. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Another beautiful day. The sunshine is just going to be beautiful today.
Now, let's take one minute to take a look outside, Margaret. It looks like we're getting a little foggier as the morning starts.
Yes, I agree. It's crazy. It's so, gotten much more foggy, so be careful driving out there.
So please
be
aware.
Must be worse there than it is here. I'm not seeing it.
Well, I think that somehow Ellettsville always has better weather than we do.
It's 72 and sun shining every day.
There you go.
Well, there you go. And once this fog burns off, it's going to be gorgeous. And everybody getting ready for Thanksgiving. We know that. We'll talk a little Thanksgiving fun maybe next Wednesday, Marty. But we've got front page news on how county government is rolling along today. The Herald Times letting us know that the auditor-elect, Kathy Smith, has picked a GOP chief deputy, and that's John Arnold. And you're familiar with John's work. Tell us what you know about him and what you think about this decision.
Right. John Arnold, when he worked here locally with Department of Child Services, what we call the welfare office, he and I worked very closely together having to do with the welfare budget because that used to be on Monroe County taxes. And so we, the county council, voted on that budget. And to begin with, there were a lot of people saying, oh, you'll never understand that. That budget's too complicated. And I knew the minute I heard that, I would learn it. And he was very helpful to help me understand how the breakdown of each part of the budget was and what we could do to understand it, because rather than sending our youth off to a detention lockup, we have traditionally worked towards sending the youth, and that's the courts have, sending the youth for some kind of treatment. And so the treatment portion of that budget was paid for out of that welfare budget, and so we had to make sure we were budgeting appropriately to make sure we had money there for services for our children. And so it was important that we understand the flow of the money, because we're talking it was millions and millions of dollars. Our budget was much higher than any other county our size because we did not send them to lockup, which is paid for out of a different budget. So he certainly does understand the process. Now, that's not to say that the local government will budgeting will be exactly like what he is doing now, but he'll understand the process that there's different buckets of money that have to be budgeted. And so I wish him well. I say congratulations. I'm glad he's no longer having to make that drive up to Indianapolis, which has got to be a treacherous thing to have to do every day. And so I think he'll enjoy working here in county government. Now the trick will be, can he work well with everybody in that office? And will he be able to make certain that they communicate as appropriate when it's at the appropriate time with the treasurer's office? So that will all remains to be seen. But, you know, let us hope that everyone will come together and let's turn the page on this dysfunctional government that we have had in the last few years, where people really were not able to trust what was going on when we had two auditors in a row with problems.
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning, County Councilwoman, checking in as she does every Wednesday morning.
Marty, so the job here that he's going to be doing, he's coming in with a much greater degree of competency,
experience,
being a CPA. Does that mean that he would get any kind of a bump up on his pay based on that?
Well, if you'll recall, during budget hearings and when we were doing salary ordinance and so forth, I moved to putting the auditor's salary a bit higher than some of the other salaries, and also that chief deputy then would be making 75% of what the auditor's salary would be. It's not a huge difference, but it's a bit more than what the other chief deputies would be making.
But the fact that he's got a CPA doesn't change that, does it?
Well, and unless, for whatever reason, unless the auditor would come forward and ask to have a salary ordinance change, which the council could consider. But right now, it is 75% of what the auditor's salary is, and certainly Mr. Arnold understands that that is 75% of the auditor's salary. And if he accepted this position at that price point, then I would think that that's something that, that's already been decided.
Yeah, that's what I thought. The only thing we were wondering is sometimes when you go into jobs, because you have higher qualifications, sometimes you're put into a little bit different salary bucket because of that. And
correct.
And that's what we were curious about.
So, right. And if, say, for instance, if she wanted to hire this person on as one of her employees and in a salary position, and she came forward and said, I want to hire the CPA, and let's, you know, can we hire this additional person at this additional salary, then the council would look at that. That's not to say that she doesn't have every right to come forward and ask for an additional amount for her chief deputy because of the qualifications. So I guess that'll just play out. We'll see how that works out.
Well, wouldn't you think that it might make more sense to wait and see him prove himself before asking for that, at least if I were in the private sector, that's what I do.
Absolutely, because while I believe he'll be successful, we have to just, you know, there's almost every job you take, you have a bit of break in time.
And learning curve, too.
Right. So let's see if rather than us having to hire other people to do many of the jobs that have been done inside the auditor's office, we've hired consultants and so forth, if we're able to not do that anymore. So all of these things will be discussed, I'm certain, down the line. But right now, he may very well say, look, I want this job, I want to do this, and I've accepted it at this salary, and I'm not going to be asking for more. So, I mean, I just don't know. We'll just
right,
have to see.
Right.
Marty Hawk's our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in with us. How important is it that this is a GOP person?
Well, you know,
because politics come into everything. We've talked about
right, that. Right. Everything, you know, all politics is local, and this one's pretty local, isn't it? I just would wonder if he plans to step down from his position of being the treasurer for the Monroe County Republican Party, because that seems like that might be just a bit of a conflict. I don't know. I haven't spoken with him about that. But I would expect that would be his, I mean, not that he wouldn't still be a Republican, just that he wouldn't be a party office holder. That I would think that might be what he would be doing, because he could hardly come together with the other party chairs and decide what's best to get Republicans elected. I would think that might be
sure, but I just
what does that I don't understand what him being in you're saying, like, if they go for re-election, is that what you're meaning by that?
Well, of course, there's, you know, there's an election every 2 years, and there's election, you know, so not the auditor. The auditor's election is every 4 years.
Right.
Regardless, when you are one of the party committee, you know, when you're meeting together with the party chairman and the treasurer and the secretary, whatever, and they're discussing strategies, I just think he might be uncomfortable in that position.
I could see that. Yeah, definitely, because they could say, hey, what's going on in the auditor's office? Do we need to put somebody in the auditor's office?
I see what you're saying. Okay, you were losing me, so that's helpful. That I didn't see it from that perspective. I think you actually have a very good point, Marty.
Right, and I have known John for so many years that I believe that at the end of the day, he will do his absolute best to just do the best job possible. And so let's just see how it works out, and I look forward to working with him. And we better all understand that Kathy's Smith is a duly elected auditor, and all of the other elected officials need to understand that if we want county government to be successful, we have to recognize here are the new elected people, and these are the people that we're going to be working with, and we better learn to work well together.
Yeah, I think that we all have to step onto the page and say, hey, this we've got to make this work as best as possible.
Free up some money to do other things when you're not paying.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Everything else. But Marty, meeting last night, meeting this week, where are we at?
Okay, not last night. Yesterday didn't even have the county commissioners meeting that they have at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. So I don't know whether everybody's just sort of taking a breather here after the election or exactly what. But it was not our official meeting for last night, but then we'll have one before the end of the month for that work session where there'll be other things that we'll be discussing as well. But right now what we want to be looking at and people need to be thinking about is the second phase of the county urbanizing plan, because it is now ready for review, and the county plan commission will be taking written comments on that, and they'll be taking those comments through November 22nd. That does not give you much time.
So where is this that folks can find it? Because the folks out in the county, this is really going to affect them.
Right. And so the comments can be provided to the planning department, and or you can just go into the planning department and talk with them or ask questions. But the information is online through the Monroe County government page, and you can look at that information. But then from what I can determine here, it looks like as if there's going to be a December 6th public hearing on it. So you don't have much time here to get your comments out there and then plan on being in place. And December 6th, I believe, is on a Tuesday.
And on the Monroe County website's homepage, it says Phase 2 implementation of the Monroe County Urbanizing Area Plan. It's available right there on the front page, Margaret, so it's easy to see that and put that up, and I'll stick that on our Facebook page, too. It can help some people find that.
Yeah, that would be really useful, because I don't think people realize how much this could potentially affect them. If you own a business out in the county, if you are someone who owns a significant amount of property and you want to do something with it, this is going to really affect you.
Well, and also, I'm wondering, because tonight is the meeting of the Redevelopment Commission having to do with that Westside TIF area, and it will also affect what they're able to do if they, you know, because they're trying to grow jobs in that area, and I mean, that's the whole point in capturing all that tax dollars to stay in that area. And so let's just hope that that planning department is working well with the Redevelopment Commission as well as our highway department, because that's just huge, because the dollars that we're trying to capture there, the majority of that goes toward infrastructure for roads and sidewalks and so forth. So that will all, hopefully they're all working together and not in opposition of what the other folks are trying to do. So anyway, everybody who has an interest in that, please get on there and take a look at it. It looks like as if it's what was the old two-mile fringe. It is. They'll also have to be working well with the people from the city, because the city plans to come out at some point in time and start annexing portions of that. So this is really a big deal. This is going to be, what do we want our county to look like? What kind of jobs are we going to have? And, boy, I hope they will look at the recent election, because, and I'm not talking local election, I'm talking nationwide, where the working families did not feel like anybody was listening to them, and they switched and voted for somebody and for the party they thought was going to help them with the economy, to grow their jobs, to make their family's life better. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that we will have learned that lesson here and understand that people want to have jobs. That's not that we want a job to the detriment of the way we want our county to look. So it's all just a game plan.
John Hamilton talked to the Rotary Club here yesterday, and he was saying that with the last 4 years where the economy has kind of not grown, and in fact we still are 500 jobs short of when the recession started.
That's from 8 years ago, but close enough. Yeah, Megan Banton, the HTDZ, said, let me just read the quote for you, the paragraph. The region has seen some rebounding after 4 years of a shrinking economy.
That's what I was
But
looking
still
for.
Is down 500 jobs from 8 years ago. The city, goes on to say, the city has become the most expensive housing market in the state, and then violent crime and illegal drugs and everything else.
So my comment to you is that they're talking, was he referring just inside the city limits, or do you know what the numbers are of how many jobs were down still for the county? This is out of the clear blue sky, and you may not have the answer. Please don't. I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Right. Well, I don't have an answer to that. I would think he would be talking about just the city, because that's who he's speaking for when you're the mayor is speaking of the city. But that maybe is not the case. What we would really want to look at, seems to me, is in working with Bloomington Economic Development Corporation, they, of course, would be good ones to come back with good numbers for us to see if we're growing or shrinking, or if we are growing, are we growing with the kind of jobs that we want? Because we can't just be a service industry. You know, that's kind of economics 101. If you all you are is a service industry, you're just throwing around that same dollar and just around the circle. We have got to figure out a way to bring in new dollars from outside of the county to keep us healthy. So, but this is a real challenge for our commissioners. And recall that we're going to have a brand new commissioner coming on board next year as well. So let's hope that everybody understands that if we are to provide all the services that many would like for us to provide, then we have to make sure that we're bringing in the dollars to provide the services. And a lot of that is through our income tax. So I'm a big one for wanting to make sure that we're growing our jobs in a way that we're not destroying our county at the same time. That's a balancing act.
Sounds like it, Marty. Anything else we need to cover this morning? We got it all figured out. When's your next meeting after the Thanksgiving week? What you get the agenda?
It's this coming Tuesday, and then we'll all get a little rest for what a week or so.
There you go.
Okay.
Before you know,
well,
Christmas
listen. Anymore. I hope you'll have. Let me see. Will we be talking next Wednesday?
Oh yeah.
Unless you don't want to.
That's right. Unless you're taking the holiday.
It would not be Wednesday if I wasn't speaking with you.
That's exactly right. Kind of keeps the metronome of the week ticking along there. So we'll hear from you next Wednesday morning just after 8:05.
Okay. Thanks so much.